dappled shadows. Light was pouring down upon the stepping stones. Felt like morning coming for his throne. I don't know why, but it looked like a tiger's driving sky. Half the world was pulling on its collars. As nights turned the day to the hours. Glow was coming down, coming down. I don't know why, but it felt like a tiger's striped sky. One day I'll take a turn from the known road. Think I'll write a tale of my own. I'm going southbound to where the ocean's flirting with the coast. Tell me why I'm underneath the tiger-striped sky. Giving up my stripes, be painting with new colors, beginning with dark white. Oh, I've been giving up my stripes, painting with new colors, beginning with dark white.
Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. This is my DJ name is Jeb. I will just be starting out. This is my first hour of the semester. The name of this hour is the Road Trip Hour. Just because a lot of the music that I'm going to be playing I like to drive to. And it's something easy listening. You can just kind of sit back and relax and good music. So I look forward to being in this slot for the semester. So, yeah, I'm glad you guys are listening with us. What you just listened to was a song called Tiger Stripe Sky by Rue Paines. Rue Paines is actually his nickname. His real name's Andrew, but he got it after falling into a river as a kid. And it was also in part due to the Winnie the Pooh character, who also fell into the river playing a game. Alright, so the music that I generally play, or plan to play, is kind of a mix of, like, classic rock, some pop, some, like, indie, folk stuff, just whatever I'm listening to at the moment. And if you guys have any ideas or suggestions of what you want to listen to, don't hesitate to call in. The number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. All right, and as just a reminder, this is the Road Trip Hour with DJ Jeb, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, back to the music.
My heart, it went wild. I wasn't expecting that. Just a delicate kiss anyone could have missed. I wasn't expecting that. Did I misread the sign? Your hand slipped into mine. I wasn't expecting that. Spent the night in my bed. You woke up and you said, well, I wasn't expecting that. I thought love wasn't meant to last. I thought you were just passing through. If I ever get the nerve to ask, what did I get right to deserve somebody like you? Expecting that it was only a word, it was almost misheard. I wasn't expecting that, but it came without fear. A month turned into a year. I wasn't expecting that. I thought love wasn't meant to last. I thought you were just passing through. If I ever get the nerve to ask, what did I get right to deserve somebody like you? I wasn't expecting that. Sweetest smile. We were married in spring. You know I wouldn't change a thing. Without that innocent kiss, what a life I'd have missed. If you'd not took a chance on a little romance, when I wasn't expecting that. Time doesn't take long. Three kids up and gone. I wasn't expecting that. When the nurses they came, said it's come back again. I wasn't expecting that. Then you closed your eyes. You took my heart by surprise. I wasn't expecting that.
All right. Thanks for listening. Those last two songs were Wasn't Expecting That by Jamie Lawson and Saltwater by Geowulf. I have some fun facts about each of those songs, but before I get into that, I'd like to introduce... I have another fellow DJ with me, Tolstoy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, y'all.
Tolstoy has the Small Cactus Radio Hour at... what's your time?
It's tonight at 10.
So make sure to tune into that. Do you want to give a plug or?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, it's definitely a lot more punkish, louder, and also more vaporwave than ever before. And it's a perfect Thursday night jam session before you get into Friday's festivities.
Sounds great.
You should check it out. You should come.
Yeah, maybe I will. I'll come. That sounds fun.
No doubt.
All right, so one of the things I like to do on the Radio Hour is always come on with like a fun fact or so about some of the songs. You heard the one about Tiger Striped Sky by Rue Paines earlier. Wasn't Expecting That by Jamie Lawson. He was the first artist signed to Ed Sheeran's new record label, and that's called Gingerbread Man Records.
Ed Sheeran has a...
I think it's has something to do with the hair, is the name.
Yeah, but he has a record label. Do you know if it's an imprint off like a famous one, or is he just going his own way now?
I don't know. But I know that the song Wasn't Expecting That, was the one that really shot Jamie Lawson's to fame. And it was released in Ireland a little while before it was released through Ed Sheeran's record label.
Okay.
And it was only successful, internationally successful, when it was re-released. So, so that was the first one that we listened to. And the next one is Saltwater by Geowulf. The name Geowulf for a band actually comes from two things. The prefix geo, which means earth, and the wolf at the end, W-U-L-F, comes from the Beowulf, the Swedish warrior. Don't exactly know why they chose those two things, but I don't know.
Beowulf is heckin' awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get to read that myth in like...
You know, I didn't. We didn't really do too much reading in my high school, but... I mean, we didn't really do... that many classics, you know? And a lot of it was just excerpts and stuff like that. But
Beowulf was fun. It's basically fights Grendel's mom, fights a dragon, and then, like... Well, I won't spoil it, I guess, but it's pretty basic. It's so fun.
That seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially because it's, like, one of the first books ever written.
Yes.
So, or, like, modern books, I think.
Yeah.
It might not be modern. I don't know.
It was very before modern.
Yeah. All right. So let's get right back into the music.
We'll be right back. heavy like a beast. I held you, but I don't know if I was strong enough to say how the way it felt messed up my mind. Maybe clouds or sun, but don't recall. I was young. Maybe clouds or sun, but don't.
Thanks for listening with us. Those last two songs were The Humbug Mountain Song by the Fruit Bats and then Running Out After You by Tom Spate, I think is how you pronounce that. Let's see. The Humbug Mountain Song is one of my favorites. Just, I love how it kind of is plucky and like folksy. It's just kind of fun. I also, you know, just kind of seems outdoorsy and I don't know. I like it. All right. So our next song is Tolstoy recommended. Yeah. So hope you enjoy.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Sat back with the window down, 80 an hour and the radio loud. The same songs with the same old rhymes. Told me to shake it off and swing from the lights, but I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You said this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause loving you, loving you. See my blind side, still the same songs with the same old beats. Sure, I could stay, but there's a place I'd rather be. And I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough.
Those last two songs were Flamin' Hot Cheetos by Claro and Drive by O Wonder. Thank you, Tolstoy, for that wonderful recommendation by Claro. That was a great song.
Thank you. It's very quintessential lo-fi bedroom pop. I just found out by looking her up that she's actually from the same county as we are in right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Coincidences.
Yeah, Middlesex County.
Well, our next band... O Wonder is not from the same county as us. They are from London. The song Drive was one song in, I think it was a 12 or 14 song album by the same name. What they did was they released one song a month. They recorded, wrote, released one song a month for a whole year, and then they compiled them all with two unreleased tracks. So.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think... Courtney Barnett did a similar thing where she had two EPs and then made a double EP called Sea of Split Peas. So, happens. Then she made her own full-length album a couple years later. So,
cool.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. All right, let's get back into the music.
got the moon so bright you could drive with your headlights out. Cause a little bit of summer's what the whole year's all about. You look fine, fine, fine. Put your feet up next to mine. We can watch that waterline get higher and higher. Say, 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 ain't it been some kind of day? You and me been catching on like a wildfire. From mine, we can leave each other. We can dance with the dead. You can rest your head on my shoulder if you wanna get older with me. Cause a little bit of summer makes a lot of history. And you look fine, fine, fine. Put your feet up next to mine. We can watch that waterline get higher and higher. Say, 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 ain't it been some kind of day? You and me been catching on like a wildfire. On like a wildfire.
Alright, thanks for listening with us. We are slightly more than halfway through the hour. That is the road trip hour, if you forgot. And if you want to call in, recommend any music to listen to, or just have something to say, or I don't know, just call us in. Call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Text, yeah, call in. We're always open.
That's from Tolstoy, who is accompanying me.
Yes.
She is another DJ with her hour is the Small Cactus Hour tonight at 10.
Yes.
Those last two songs you listened to were You Only Like Me With the Lights Out by Avid Dancer and Wildfire by John Mayer.
Oh, that's such a move.
Yeah.
That first song name.
Yeah. Mhm. It's a good song. I don't know. I think it. I like it. It's laid back.
What's the album called? If you've got a name like that, yeah.
Same name. You Only Like Me With the Lights Out.
Oh,
and
the band, the guy,
yeah. Avid Dancer. Believe it or not, he was actually before he started singing, he was a Marine.
Really?
Yeah. So interesting background for him.
That's wild.
And then, of course, John Mayer, very well-known artist. Wildfire is on, I'm not sure, I think it's one of his newer albums called Paradise Valley.
Okay.
It's named after his home on the Yellowstone River in Montana, which section of land is called Paradise Valley.
Oh, that's so good.
Have you ever been to that area, Yellowstone, Montana?
I've been to far south to say I have. I've been to Nevada and I've been to Arizona, but I haven't been to Montana.
Mm.
I did tell one of my friends this week that in I was trying to message Sean for the first time in a long time, and I said, if things go south, I'm just going to go move to Wyoming and breed rat terriers for the rest of my life.
You know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But Wyoming is beautiful. I was actually in Yellowstone this summer and Grand Teton, which is just south of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a beautiful area up there.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be the potential site of an impending apocalypse.
Yeah, it would. It was actually cool. On the map into Yellowstone, they marked the approximate caldera boundary for Yellowstone.
Oh, my
so
God.
You could see, like, okay, now we're just under... Now the only thing under us is just thin piece of crust and, like, boiling magma.
That's so heckin' scary. Like, the fact that, like, any moment, you could just get Ice Age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, luckily, that didn't happen.
True.
And I made it back. But it was a great time. Anyway, so those were, You Only Like Me With the Lights Out by Avid Dancer and Wildfire by John Mayer. And at this point, we're going to take a brief pause and read a quick PSA. This PSA is from the West Somerville Neighborhood Association. As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. This public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org. All right. That was, honestly, I had not seen that PSA before. That's a really good message.
It's really important. Did you hear about our friends? So our friends got called.
Oh, wow. All right. Well.
I'm not going to name names.
Yeah.
I mean, not on air.
No, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad. Like, honestly, like, that PSA is really important because, honestly, just, I bet if the people who called just, like, went over or called, they would have taken it down.
Consort the issues out, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because when you get the police involved, more, like, 9 times out of 10, it just becomes way bigger now. Because now you have to document it, it's now an ordinance, take your number down. Sometimes it gets a little worse, but most of the time it's like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah, definitely. It's important to, be aware of your neighbors and kind of respect, you know, noise levels and boundaries and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
Good message.
Very good message.
All right, let's get right back into the music.
Yes.
I cannot remember anything you say when the streets are talking. Yeah, they call my name, and I walk a little further. I could go all day, and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way. I don't know nothing.
won't you take me home?
Oh, I don't wanna lose, but maybe I should chance it. Feel out of my ears, teenager at the door. When the sun is in my eyes, will we still be dancing on shaky ground?
Thanks for listening. Those last two songs were Edge of Town by the Middle Kids and Shaky Ground by Freedom Fry, which I think are both they're both great artist and song names. So
true.
I think Edge of Town I like a lot. It seems similar to a song we played earlier, the Humbug Mountain song by the Fruit Bats.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me a similar feel. I like it, you know. All right, let's see. We have about little under 10 minutes left, so maybe enough for two more songs. Yeah, thanks for listening with us.
the role of the fool. Someone please call 911, man down. Please can you go get someone right now? I'm on fire, baby, yes I know. She make my heart stop, drop and roll. I'm on fire when you touch my soul. Ooh. Barely remember who I am. You fried my mind, oh yes you did. You did a number on me, took me to see, play me the way that you want it. Don't know why I can see the person you be, or the facade that you flaunted. Blaming everything on me, asking for peace, but this fire you started, I don't know what to do. 'Cause I don't really trust my heart in your hand. Maybe I don't need that chain. Oh Lord, in my soul in your glands. Baby, that's a dangerous dance. Oh Lord, I say. Oh Lord, Lord, I say.
Oh Lord, I say.
Oh dear Lord, I say. I say. I say. I said. I said. I said. I said. I said. I said.
I said.
I said. I said.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I said. 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 I said.
All right. Thanks for listening with us. That last song was Man on Fire by Earl St. Clair. It's actually his debut single, believe it or not. I really like it. I think it's great.
When did it come out?
Ooh, can't really say. I don't know. But, so, you know, in the past. His stage name, Earl St. Clair, is actually... It comes from the fact that his... first, like, producing studio in Cleveland, where he's from, was on St. Clair Street. And when he moved to California, his studio there was also located on St. Clair Street. So, interesting coincidence. All right. So, let's see. This is the Road Trip Hour with your DJ, Jeb, joined by DJ Tolstoy. And you were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in at this inaugural hour. Just going to, you know, say again that most of the music that we tend to play, or I'm probably going to be playing, is, you know, stuff that I'd like to listen to on a road trip. Easy, laid back, you know, generally fun stuff. And, you know, it's a mix of genres. Classic rock, pop, folk, some world music, honestly, whatever. All right, so we have one more song coming up, and then I will be back next week. I hope all of you tune in again.
Tune in.
Tune in. 4 o'clock Thursdays, 4 p.m., not a.m. Yeah, all right, so our last song. Thank you all.
There's a price to pay. Cause I